White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading, high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products, or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
Back at Bomber Gymnasium as the Mountain Home and Green County Tech are about ready to get the second half start. By now, the Golden Eagles leading the Bombers by a score of 24-21. We talked about it a little bit, there at the end of the half. Mountain Home struggled to shoot for the most part, but a couple big threes for Red Gilmer right there right before the end of the second quarter that really put Mountain Home back in it.
Yeah, they did. A nice little 6-0 run. And see if we can start this second half with the bucket open as Mountain Home struggled. I wish I had my app. I just got a text from Lance Newton saying, what was our field goal percentage that first half? And, I wish I had those numbers for us. Mountain Home set to inbound the ball as Podlaski gets it to Blaine Tate. Tate going to work against Harris.
Ooh, Podlaski almost walked with the ball but got away with it.
Going to hand it off up top to McClain. Home with 17 to shoot on the shot clock. Home working the ball a little more starting to start the second half. Going to find Court. Court's going to fake the three. He's going to drive, and he's going to put the ball up, and he's going to start the scoring, cutting us to a one-point game, 24-23 here with 30 seconds gone in this third quarter.
Next little three is even bigger.
Yeah, it does. Mount Home in their zone defense. Man-to-man much of that first half. A Scott's going to drive, kick it, Harris. Harris, three, on its way, no good. Ryder McClain pulls away the rebound from Mountain Home. Schultz are not happy with his boys. One is to push the ball as Ryder's going to dribble the ball. He's going to save it from going out of bounds as it goes off his foot. Gilbert going to catch the ball. He's going to dribble. Free throw line extended. Shot up. Rolls around. So far, Mountain Home 2-for-2 to start this second half.
It's been a while since we had the lead.
It has been a while. Jeff Neal is going to – he's not happy with his troops. He's going to call timeout. We're going to take you with him. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, we pride ourselves in providing personalized service to each and every customer. We believe in building strong relationships, and we take time to get to know you and your unique financial goals so we can provide the best service possible. I'm Kyle Davidson, Community President at FNBC in Mountain Home, and I want to invite you to stop in and meet our team at our newest location on the west end of the bypass at 175 West End Way. You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We're back here. Mountain Home has its lead 25-24 as they've started off the second half 2-for-2. Mountain Home closed the gap to end that first half and put us in striking distance. Able to get ahead here as Harris is going to trigger the offense for Green County Tech. We're going to get the ball down low to Morton. Morton's going to go up, miss the shot. He's going to get his own rebound. He's going to be stripped by Blaine Tate. Tate tries to pass it down low. The ball's going to be kicked by Cancilla. 6:27 left in his third quarter.
That's what you almost expect Morton to hit automatically.
Yeah, that first one, he missed a little easy chippy as Oswald's going to come in and replace Morton. Now home set to inbound it. They're going to get the ball to Rhett Gilbert. Gilbert up top, McClain. McClain drives, kicks it right wing to Blaine Tate. Tate's going to take the screen from Podlaski. Just bring it on the other side to Ryder McClain. McClain, baseline drive. Podlaski cuts. He's going to finish at the rim. Nice pass by Ryder McClain. Find him, Tyler Podlaski. Mountain Home on a 12-0 run if you go back to the first half. We got a bench warning from Jeff Gio.
A bench warning has been assessed.
I was wondering how long it's going to be before that game.
I don't understand the bench warning. If you said enough, just team up. I think he can be happy with is the defense from his boys. I don't know what other than that he can be happy with. McDaniel's going to have the ball. So he's going to try to get it down low to Oswald. Oswald kicks it to Cancilla. Cancilla is going to jump to pass to Harris. Gets away with it as it finally makes its way to Oswald. Oswald tries to spin. Nice little up and under move as he finishes off the right-hand side. We got a delay of game warning on Oswald as he made the bucket and then knocked the ball away from Mountain Home as they were trying to get the ball in bounds. 27-26, Mountain Home with the lead. A revenge game of sorts as they took a loss to Greene County Tech at Greene County Tech. Mountain Home on offense as Blaine Tate has it on the right baseline. Jackson Court, top of the key wing, three-pointer, no good. That's a wall. The rebound is going to come away from McDaniel. He's going to fall. Everybody in the gym's asking for a walk except for the official. Ball's going to go to on the left wing as Cason Scott's going to drive baseline. He's going to put it up, giving Greene County Tech the lead, 28-27. I think it was a walk down there, don't you, Matt?
Yeah, I looked down just for a moment, so I couldn't say for sure.
Tate's going to drive against Scott. He's going to answer as Blaine Tate puts Mountain Home back up 29-28. 4:45 left in this third quarter.
Let's go!
Ball makes its way down low to McDaniel. McDaniel kicks it up top to Cancilla. Cancilla drives. His shot is up. It's going to roll around. It's a floater in front of the rim. He's going to put it in. It's Cancilla's first 2 points of the night. We got a back and forth game. Greene County Tech up now 30-29 with 4:24 left in the third quarter.
Yeah, that's our fifth lead change of the night right now.
A lot of those here in the last few minutes.
Yes.
McLean, free throw line extended, no good. Corp runs down the rebound for Mountain Home. He's going to give it to Gilbert, who's guarded by Scott. He's going to take the screen, and Oswald's going to switch on him. Ball's going to work its way around to Blaine Tate, left wing. Tate puts up the runner, no good. McDaniel secures the rebound. Harris pushes the issue. Hits Cancilla, gets it right back. Top of the three, key. Three-pointer is good. Parker Harris with his second three of the night. Extending the lead 33-29 for Greene County Tech.
Truthfully, they've not hit as many those threes as they did last time we played them.
Gilbert got stuck with the ball for a second, but finds a relief in Ryder McLean. McLean's working on Cancilla. He's going to drive. Cancilla's going to block him off as he gets it out to court. Mountain Home with 10 to shoot on the shot clock. Down to five. Don't know if Mountain Home knows or not. Gilbert has it. He's going to drive. Up and under move. Puts it up. Ball's not going to hit the rim. It is going to be a shot clock violation and another turnover on Mountain Home.
Six of the night. Right now, Tech with nine.
Pretty even in that category. Harris going to bring it across the timeline. Hey, here's it to Godzilla. Works it way to Oswald. Oswald skip pass through the hands of Harris, but he regathers it. He gives it to McDaniel. McDaniel finally works its way over to Scott. Scott steps into the three-pointer, and he buries it. Game of runs, and right now, Greene County Tech is on a run of their own. 36-29, 7-point lead. They're on a 9-0 run. Gilbert has the ball right wing, gets it up top to Podwaski. Podwaski going to drive out of control, and Cason Scott is going to be right there. They are going to get the offensive player control foul on Tyler Podwaski. Coach Fulcher is going to try to stop this run in the middle of the timeout. We're going to take him with him. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network.
Don't let an injury keep you on the bench. Board-certified orthopedic surgeons Dr. Tom Knox, Dr. Wynn Moore, and Dr. Ed Roeder at Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic are ready to treat athletes of all ages. Doctors Knox, Moore, Roeder, and the clinic staff integrate high-quality, compassionate care with innovative treatment and years of expertise. Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic will get you back to doing what you love. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 870-424-4710 or visit baxterhealth.org.
Uh-oh, sounds like you need some new glass. And Clear Results Glass is here to help. At Clear Results, no job is too big or too small for our guys. Rock chip or broken windshield? Not a problem. Outdated or broken business glass? Let us help. Custom glass for your home? We can do it. With Clear Results, you can trust us to get the job done. Let us get a quote started for you. Just call 321-1098 or stop by Clear Results Glass, located at 5051 Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
You know, Brad, you and I were just talking during the break. The couple big threes there by Green County Tech in the last couple minutes. And the thing about it is, you know, that forces us to kind of extend our defense, and that kind of can open up the lane for those big guys for the Golden Eagles.
Yeah, Morton and Oswald have had their way down low. Now we've had to sink in on that. They're stepping into those threes. Is that going to open up the down low? Good observation there, Matt. 36-29, 2:20 left in this third quarter. Mountain Home trailing, Green County Tech. During that break, Garris has checked in for Green County Tech. McDaniel going to kick it out top to Cancilla. It's going to make its way to Oswald in the corner. Three on its way. It's no good. Blaine Tate pulls the rebound from Mountain Home. He's back quickly with it. Jackson Court. Court's going to go up. It's going to be blocked from behind by Casey Scott, but it's going to be Mountain Home's ball as the ball's going to be blocked out of bounds. Morton checking in for Oswald. Mountain Home set to inbound the ball under their own basket. 31 on the shot clock. Ball's going to be triggered inbound to Podwaski. Podwaski gives it to Tate. Tate's going to hit Rhett Gilbert. Right wing for three. It is good. Mount Home gets a three of their own. 36-32, 1:45 left in the third quarter. Ball makes it up top to Cancilla. He's going to put the offense in motion. Mount Home in their zone. Scott gets it down to Garris. Finally makes its way to Cancilla. Left wing, three. It is good. Cancilla answers Mount Home's three with a three of his own. You're right, Matt. They've opened up these threes.
Yep.
39-32, 7-point lead, 1:16 left in this quarter. McLean's going to get the ball, middle of the paint. Going to put the ball up. It's no good. Battle for the rebound is going to come down to McDaniel. Mountain Home's going to switch to man here. This one is going to work down low to Morton. Morton's working against McLean. He's going to get some help from Tate, but he's going to spin back the other way as Morton stays super patient. He gets his first 2 points here of the second half. 41-32 as we get inside of 40 seconds here in this third quarter. Tate gives it to McLean, right wing. 18 to shoot. Tate works it down low. Corp. Corp's going to go up. He's going to take the foul. He's going to finish the bucket, and he's going to go to the free throw line. They're going to give the foul to Landon Morton. His second foul. The team's first here. As Jackson Corp is going to put the bucket in and head to the line to try to get the old-fashioned three-point play.
Yeah, good job by Corp getting the defender off his feet.
Yep, he did. He kind of pumped faith and got him off of there. Corp rattles the free throw home, and it is good. Green County Tech not wasting any time. As Harris is going to bring it out. 41-35. Now they're going to pull it out and wait for one shot as Cancilla sets him up. He's going to hand it to Scott. Scott puts a 4-1 in the air. Corner, three. Harris on its way. Air ball. McLean rebound. It's on its way. The three-quarter shot hit the front of the rim. Almost went in. That's the way the quarter is going to end. Mountain Home trailing 41-35. We got one more quarter to play in the second round matchup. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network.
Discover the smile you've always wanted at North Arkansas Dental Group. They're your go-to, family-friendly dental experts, ensuring your oral health is their top priority. Open Monday through Thursday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Fridays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. They make dental care convenient for your busy schedule. Experience state-of-the-art facilities at their new location, 2338 Highway 62 West. From routine checkups to cosmetic dentistry, their skilled team is dedicated to providing personalized and comfortable care for all. Schedule your appointment today and let them brighten your smile.
Hi, it's Katie at